Hey, everybody, what is the future of the conservative movement? It's a question we get a lot. We're here at our Student Action Summit where Andrew starts the episode and I come flying in halfway through. And we talk about the event. What is it teaching us about the future of our country and so much more? Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war. If you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? A lot. Truth is, I know millions of people. In fact, some people say over 100 million people are struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. Now, Pete and Seth Talbot, they are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. They recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. Go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. People ask me, tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. So maybe you want to be able to do cartwheels or be able to do backflips like producer Andrew. Maybe you want to be able to run a marathon, swim under seas, swim underwater, go scuba diving, jump out of an airplane, or maybe you want to be able to go to the Phoenix Suns finals game like some other people are going. But maybe it's your knee pain, back pain, joint pain, whatever pain it might be. Maybe Relief Factor is for you. ReliefFactor.com, 100% drug-free. Check it out, ReliefFactor.com.
This is producer Andrew Colvett. I'm not going to say I'm filling in for Charlie today. I'm simply a placeholder for a few minutes here. Charlie's actually on stage live in Tampa Bay, Florida from the Student Action Summit 2021. We got almost 5,000 screaming, passionate students at this conference here in Tampa. It's been absolutely amazing. I mean, if you are a Fox News watcher, you couldn't have missed it. They got it all over. It's a fantastic event. I'm sitting here joined by producer Connor. Why don't you say hello?
Hi, everybody in the radio world. This is producer Connor.
That's producer Connor. We often talk about producer Connor. I actually asked him to sit in with me as Charlie is on stage, like I said, right now with another Salem host in the Salem faculty, Eric Metaxas, and then Chris Buskirk, the publisher of American Greatness. Fantastic publication as well. So they're talking about, I think their theme right now is think big, how to revitalize the American idea, the American experiment. We'll probably throw to that in just a few minutes here, but Charlie's going to come back this hour, going to come back, fill in on everything he's been up to, everything that we're doing here, just to give you a sense of what this event is about. This is an event with 5,000, like I said, screaming kids from all over the country, all 50 states represented, college and high school student. We've got the top speakers in the country are here with us. We've got Donald Trump Jr. We've got Senator Rick Scott. We've got Dr. Ben Carson. We've got Mike Pompeo's coming on today. We've got Senator Ted Cruz. We've got last night we had Kayleigh McEnany, and then yes, Governor Ron DeSantis. Governor Ron DeSantis absolutely brought down the House. And I think it's actually a really interesting aspect of this. As we're sort of doing this live straw poll, as different personalities and characters come up to the stage. I mean, everybody is extremely, I think, passionate about all of the different folks that are coming on stage. But nevertheless, I think that there is a particular passion for certain guests that come on stage. And I will tell you that when Ron DeSantis, who we have been singing his praises on this show, and rightly so, the man has been doing tremendous work, been doing the Lord's work, as we say, right here in the great state of Florida, the boom from the students was absolutely deafening. So let's go ahead and play cut one Governor Ron DeSantis live at the Student Action Summit just last night. Listen to him explain the difference between Fauciism and Florida.
Here in Florida, we believe in lifting people up, not locking people down. We believe in protecting the rights of kids to get an in-person education, the right of people to earn a living, and the right of people to maintain their businesses. Florida chooses freedom over Fauciism.
You know, Connor, you were in the room. That particular clip does not exactly, like, the audio does not do justice. I mean, you heard the kids screaming. You were right there, right in the front. What did you hear when DeSantis not only came on stage, but when he delivered that line?
Yeah, I didn't hear anything. It almost made me deaf, I tell you, after he got on stage. The applause was so loud. And I actually had to leave a little bit early to get down here to the podcast room because we had a recording after that. And I can tell you that the ceiling was shaking. There was dust falling from it because the students, whenever he was getting off stage, they were going nuts. They were going absolutely insane.
Yeah. I have to say, and I don't want to stoke any unnecessary controversy here because we are this show. President Trump is, you know, this conference is run by Turning Point USA, which is a 501c3. There's certain lines they can't cross when it comes to endorsing candidates and things like that. I mean, it's loudly and proudly conservative, but it stays out of the purely political sort of calling which candidates and that. Right. Don't need to get into it. I think you guys know what I mean. The point is, however, is that on this show, we can get extremely political. There is no rules against it. And again, not to get controversial, but this, if you're just talking to people at this event, there is a lot of discussion behind the scenes about Trump versus DeSantis. Now, we're going to politely stay out of that because we love both of them. But I will tell you that you can't totally avoid it just simply by the nature of this. This is a very pro-Trump crowd. Let's just be really clear about that. President Trump has spoken to this crowd probably four times in the last couple of years. And actually, Turning Point Action is going to be hosting President Trump in Phoenix for a Defend Our Vote. Defend the
election. An election integrity rally.
Yeah, in election integrity rally. I think that's a great way to say it.
July 24th, if you're in the Phoenix area, we'd love to have you out.
Yes. Yes, that's right. So, and that's going to be downtown Phoenix, by the way. 4,000, 5,000 people
at least 4,000, 5,000. The overflow, always with Trump rallies, is going to be huge, too.
There's going to be, and basically, it's first come, first serve on that ticketing. So, if you're listening to that, so we are very pro Trump. Loud and proud, love the man, and have, you know, worked very hard on his behalf. That being said, it's really tough to ignore the enthusiasm for Ron DeSantis. Absolutely. It's impossible to ignore. So I think it's one of those storylines playing out that's going to be fun to watch, but really, you know, I think it's going to define a lot of the next couple of years.
But I will say one thing, though. A lot of those students that were cheering really, really loud for DeSantis, they were wearing red hats from Trump. I mean, like, there's so much crossover here. And what it goes down to, like Andrew said, this is a nonpartisan conference and it's about the ideas. And I think that the ideas, there's a clear line between what Donald Trump did for 4 years and the way that DeSantis has been governing for the last few years here.
That's what's funny. I think you're hitting on something that's really important. There's going to be much made in the mainstream news media, especially from the Politicos and the Talking Points memos and all of these morning consults and CNN, MSNBC. They're going to try and spin this as a Trump v. DeSantis will the relationship fracture? Let's not forget that Trump endorsed DeSantis. He came out of nowhere like a bat out of hell and won the governorship here in the state of Florida. And thank God for that because Florida has been a refuge to the world. And not only that, Andrew Gillum, who he was running up against,
he's turned out to be a total disaster.
Worse than we could have known. I mean, there's the guy's got a drug problem. He's working on it, apparently. Nevertheless, that's not who should be running a state. Governor DeSantis comes from behind, out of nowhere, to win the nomination and then the governorship because of President Trump. They have been spotted at Mar-a-Lago eating dinner together. I think that's the point. The ideas are so together. They're so in sync. Yeah. And I really do think that Governor DeSantis is taking a lot of the lessons, and I think the entire conservative movement to that point is taking a lot of the lessons that President Trump or taught us, actually.
Right.
And he's taking them and really running with them here in the state of Florida to great effect.
I think the biggest one is that he's a fighter and he's not backing down. And we need a lot more of that in the Republican Party.
Yeah. Well, speaking of fighting, let's go ahead and play cut two. Don Jr. talking about what happens when we all band together and fight collectively.
So when I see a group like this, though, it does give me hope, because the one thing I do know is that if we all band together, if we all fight collectively, they cannot cancel 150 million Americans.
Again, the audio doesn't do it justice, right? This is these are cameras in the back of the room or where we're getting these clips. Don Jr. absolutely lit up that crowd, right. And you know, he's absolutely right. If we're going to fight together, and we're going to fight collectively, I know that's sort of a lefty term, but that's actually the point. As conservatives, we never band together and fight together. Now we have to. That is the message of this conference. That's the message these students are sending us. We gotta hit the ground running, that is absolutely true. What we're seeing is different themes emerge. As these speakers get up, I mean, this thing is being streamed on Fox. I mean, with lots of, lots of branding all over Fox. We're hearing about it from everybody, which is really fantastic that they've gotten behind this in such a great way. But I think what we're seeing is these themes emerge, right? I mean, you have the theme of tech censorship,
right?
Which is what we heard from DeSantis, and actually, I think we got a clip from that we want to play here. We've got the COVID is obviously still looming large as the CDC keeps updating their guidances, as the White House is conspiring with Facebook and big tech to quote unquote block disinformation, whatever that is. And then, which is patently absurd. And we want to get into that in a lot more detail, to be honest. Charlie and Turning Point have launched No Force Vax. And he's been talking about that, and really the kids have responded in incredible ways. Actually, it was probably one of the biggest applause line from Charlie's speeches. But I want to get back to what DeSantis is talking about. Ron DeSantis headlined the conference last night. The kids absolutely exploded, exuberant. And here we go. Let's go ahead and play cut four. This is DeSantis talking about probably one of the most important developments in the conservative movement in recent years. And this is really this idea of companies, corporatism, cronyism, and how does that all fit in with the conservative movement and the evolution on the conservative side of how we feel about these corporations? Go ahead and play cut four.
Are we going to be a people-driven party, or are we going to be slouched back into the corporatism of yesteryear? To me, one test of this is, are you willing to stand up against the political censorship by big tech or not? And if you're not, if your view is, hey, they're private, they can do whatever they want, they can censor you, they can deplatform you, they can harm you, they can actually work in concert with the Biden administration to censor things the government once censored. If you believe that that's all hunky-dory, well, God bless you, because I don't think it's hunky-dory. I don't think it's fine.
Well, God bless you, because I don't think it's fine. I don't think it's fine either. That's Governor Ron DeSantis speaking to the Student Action Summit last night. A really, really powerful clip right there, because it represents a sea change in the conservative movement. I mean, Connor, you remember even just what, 2012, even 2016, really. I mean, the messaging around this was completely different. I mean, for goodness sakes, we gave big corporate a tax cut.
Yeah, of course it was. We got a majority. The people entrusted Republicans with a majority in the House and the Senate, and we got the presidency. And what did we do to fight big tech? Well, we gave Mark Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos and Sundar Pichai a tax cut. We didn't do anything about it.
How did Trump say it the other day? Pakai.
Pakai, right?
So, he almost got it right.
No, we've come a long way in 4 years. And this ties into what Charlie opened the entire conference with. And this is the overarching theme that I think Charlie wanted to lay out, and rightfully so, is that it's time for us to play offense. We can't just sit back and take it anymore from these people, because they hate America and they are clearly on a warpath to destroy America, in my opinion, right?
Well, I mean, you know, speaking about playing offense, I'm glad you brought that up.
How did you choose which internet service provider to use? The sad thing is, most of us have very little choice, because ISPs operate like monopolies in the regions that they serve. They then use this monopoly power to take advantage of customers. data caps, streaming throttles, and the list goes on. But worst of all, many ISPs log your internet activity and sell that data onto other big tech companies or advertisers. To prevent ISPs from seeing my internet activity, I protect all my devices with ExpressVPN. So what is ExpressVPN? It's a simple app for your computer or smartphone that encrypts all your network data and tunnels it through a secure VPN server so that ISP cannot search or see any of your activity. ExpressVPN does all this without slowing down your connection. That's why I have it on all my devices. In fact, I just looked at it right now. So stop handing over all of your personal data to ISPs and tech giants who mine your activity and sell off your information. Protect yourself with expressvpn.com/Charlie, expressvpn.com/Charlie to get 3 extra months free. Go to expressvpn.com/Charlie right now to learn more.
Lo and behold.
I'm here. I made it. Ran onto the scene.
Charlie is here. Charlie, take over. It's your show.
Yeah. Didn't do a lot of show prep today. Actually, a lot I do want to talk about. And apologize for being late. Complicated business. But we had an auditorium full of students. We're about to have Mike Pompeo up on stage. And was just with Eric Metaxas from the Salem Radio Network and Chris Buskirk from American Greatness. And then we had Dr. James Lindsay. We had Brandon Tatum on the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. And then we also just had Jack Posobiec, which was a really interesting podcast.
Yeah, I was fly on the wall for that one, and you guys got deep.
It's been quite the day, and honestly, just super, super blessed and honored by all the students that showed up. And
it's been incredible.
It gives you hope.
It's been incredible. We played the clips, Charlie, before you got here, of the cheers for DeSantis, talking about just how enthused the crowd was.
Yeah, and look, so we don't do politics at Turning Point. It's all educational and cultural, but we can do politics here on this show.
That's right.
And it just goes to show the Republican Party will be successful if it's a party that stands on its principles, is courageous, and is a party of leaders. And Ron DeSantis is a leader. I had a great opportunity to catch up with him yesterday before he took the stage. And just from a strictly political standpoint, now talking, Ron DeSantis is basically the number two most powerful person in the Republican Party outside of Donald Trump. And
where's Tucker fit in with that?
Well, I don't think he's in. Yeah. I don't think he's a political office holder. I think Tucker is
probably
number one
animal
in the communication medium.
Of course.
Right. By far. But I think you see Governor DeSantis enter last night. You played some tape from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the room was electric. I mean, for a short moment, I said, wow, that's the first time we've been able to replicate Trump energy at one of our events.
That's right. I was saying that we've hosted Trump, what, 4 times, 5 times at different events. I mean, some of them were at the White House. Some of them were actually offsite, right? That was probably the loudest boom except for Trump. And I totally
agree.
Who the heck knows?
Like a thunderclap. It was lightning. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And everyone, you guys can listen back to the speech. In fact, I think we might be airing some of these speeches with some intros just on this podcast, the ones we really want you to hear. I think it's really important. But just from the political standpoint is that the Republican Party is growing in enthusiasm and numbers. I mean, after you lose an election, or you know, people get mad when I say that.
He's not in the White House. Yeah.
Displaced from power, right? Mm-hmm. And people were usually in kind of a sullen state for at least 18 months, and then they get out of it. I mean, yesterday you saw people were excited as ever to be there. DeSantis was incredible. Ted Cruz was phenomenal. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert was terrific. Congressman Byron Donalds was great.
I forgot to mention those last two. They were amazing.
They were electric. And Madison Cawthorn was phenomenal.
He gave one of his best speeches. I was going to say, I'm so glad you brought up Madison. When he got off the stage, I'm not kidding you, folks. And we'll definitely have to clip this and we'll put it out. I mean, but I'm telling you, his face was red. He was so pumped up. He was yelling, shouting at the top of his lungs. And
it was a William Wallace speech.
A William Wallace moment. The kids were so excited. They were screaming over the top of him, which made him then scream louder. And I mean, it was just absolutely electric. And he, you know, and it's only Madison can. He whipped around and rolled off and raced off.
Together we're going to do it.
Yeah. And then raced off.
Rolls off.
He's whipping around this conference. So like, you'll be just like talking to somebody. And all of a sudden this guy in a wheelchair goes screaming by at 15 miles an hour. And it's Madison Cawthorn.
Well, and here's the memo to Republican leadership, which I think is really important, which we don't coordinate any speeches.
None.
We don't look at anyone's speeches. We don't ask for their speeches. We trust our speakers at Turning Point USA. It's always been the case. And I love doing that because no one wants to be micromanaged. And I just think that there's a spontaneous order that starts to come through. What's been so amazing to see is the uniformity of messaging with no central planning at all, where almost every speaker is speaking out against big tech. Now, do we have the sound of Jen Psaki calling shots with
Facebook? Pull that up.
We'll get to that Jen Psaki thing in a second. But the big tech issue is a forefront issue concern of our students. And you want to see the future of the Republican Party, you'll also see it's a party that's standing against mandatory vaccines. That has been mentioned many times. And then the other thing, which is critical race theory. Almost every speaker has brought up 1776 versus 1619. Almost every single speaker has brought up the school board project. Almost every single speaker has brought up this idea of parents getting back involved in local education, not allowing your students to be indoctrinated, but instead educating them. And I've personally really enjoyed, just kind of from a backstage side, seeing who is the most popular, who's saying the things that really resonate. And I could tell you right now, from a political prediction standpoint, this feels like a movement that's going to take back the House and the Senate in 2022.
You know, there was an article from, it was Politico, that said that the momentum has shifted back into the Democrat Party on the Senate side. Simply by it was some fundraising. It was like super PAC money, though. They have some sort of financial advantage. And I just looked at that and I was like, yeah, why don't you tell me how Jeb Bush did with his financial advantage? Mm-hmm. I mean, just from an energy standpoint, I mean, we know in midterms, the incumbent party faces an uphill battle. I mean, that's just a fact.
Yes.
So we know that. And we also know that the map is looking good for us. Especially when the House is looking really solid. But what about the Senate? I mean, I think a lot of people get
confused. Senate, is her name Jean Shaheen? Is that what it is, Connor? Jean Shaheen, the wild card from New Hampshire. Connor could pull up a chair here. We're doing this somewhat spontaneously. Is that a good word to put it?
We don't have enough mics.
We're doing this free form. We're doing it collaboratively, communitarian style.
It's funny. I brought up collectivism earlier. I said,
did you really?
Yeah.
Okay, it's actually really important because people say, Charlie, what are the political targets? Jean Shaheen in New Hampshire is in a very tough race with Sununu, and we got to get rid of her. She's a Democrat. The Nevada Senate race is winnable, but really tough. Ron Johnson should win the Senate race in Wisconsin, current Republican. In Pennsylvania, we have an open Senate seat because Pat Toomey resigned, and it's currently a primary. Sean Parnell's looking very good. Ohio should be comfortably Republican. Marco Rubio should win his Senate seat. Is he up this cycle?
Second.
Is Val Demings running against him? She is the worst. What'd you say? She's a cop? Really?
Huh. So she used to be a cop in Miami County.
I thought she represented Orlando area. I could be wrong. I thought she represented Winter Park, Ocala-ish, right? Am I right? Anyway, then the Arizona Senate race is really important to get rid of Mark Kelly. And there's currently a couple candidates.
A lot of people might be surprised by that Mark Kelly thing if you're not completely current. Mark Kelly just got elected, but it was.
So the Senate is, by the way, it is a total toss up. You have a lot of Republicans that are vulnerable, and you have a lot of Democrats that are extraordinarily vulnerable. So the best pickups for Republicans are going to be in Arizona, getting rid of Mark Kelly. So you have a primary Mark Brnovich, Blake Masters, who's a friend of mine. And then you have Jim Lehman from DEPCOM Power. And so they're all going to be speaking at our Turning Point Action event. As if we don't have enough going on here at this battleship to save Western civilization, we are hosting the president this Saturday?
Yeah.
In Phoenix, Arizona. You look so excited about that, Andrew.
I'm actually extremely excited about it, but it is fairly... it's a lot. It's a lot, but it's going to be amazing.
Hey, how are the Suns doing, by the way?
Down 3-2.
Is that right?
Yeah, they lost it. They lost it right at the buzzer.
Is it true that Giannis guy's actually Greek? Is that right? He's Greek?
You love Greece.
I love Greece. It's great. Great history, culture, food, people.
Good.
So then the other race. Yeah. So then the other one is Georgia. Now, has Herschel Walker officially announced?
I think it's only
soft announce, a little bit of failure to launch.
He's put up some test balloons.
Herschel could beat Raphael Warnock. He could do a Joe Biden. He'll never.
But then,
have to campaign.
But by the way, this all comes back to Charlie only if we fix our election.
Well, that it's true, though. I mean, and we covered this extensively last week, factually and correctly. And I only say that because there's just some clowns out there that just say things that aren't true or that they hope to be true. We are always focused on the facts here on this program, and we always will be. And so we have to fix our elections. Arizona is a mess. We're going to be focusing on that throughout the week. We've got to fix our elections in Georgia. Got to fix our elections in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan. So the Senate is in a very good position for Republicans to take back. Arizona and Georgia in particular are two seats that we have to win back. And quite honestly, though, I mean, David Perdue should have won with all the nonsense that happened with counting of the ballots in
he
Georgia.
Shouldn't have had to go
so
to a runoff.
Frustrating.
Shouldn't have had to
the
go to a runoff.
Was a, it's honestly a fraudulent runoff. The fact that it even had to go to that.
Yeah, I did the math. It's a little bit of a of fuzzy math here, but it was roughly 12,000 to 13,000 votes was what separated Ossoff and Perdue from even getting to a runoff. There was only 12,000 or 13,000 votes. They've exposed potentially tens of thousands, and apparently this is the new news that's coming out of Georgia that other counties in Georgia probably had even more fraud than Fulton. Like there's other counties that it actually looked the error rate is even higher than Fulton County.
Wow. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is what's crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer for my listeners. You'll receive two for the one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 1-800-875-0425. Use the promo code Kirk. Go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KIRK. The greatest applause lines at our Student Action Summit with 4,000 young people being gathered. I think it's more than 4,000. I mean, the chairs keep going.
Just shy
right?
of 5,000.
What'd you say?
Just shy of 5,000.
Yeah, it's just right. It's right near there. And if you count the overflow and then the live stream, by the way.
By the way, that was a fire marshal thing. Just so you know, we're always up against it with the fire marshals at these at these events based
seems
on
to
how
be a recurring theme is this idea that skin color does not matter and character does. And I just talked about this with James Lindsay on stage, and we had this really important agreement. James Lindsay, who would call himself a liberal, but I take great exception with that. I think he just calls him that because that's a jersey that gives him credibility in the conservative world.
I think he's kind of past. I talked to him myself.
He's past the liberal
off
thing.
The record. I think he's very public basically saying, I took the red pill and I'm on the white pill down to the black. I was like, okay.
You can take the blue pill.
I don't know what any of this means, but
blue
basically.
Pill wakes you up in your bed and you go back to work. The red pill, I'll show you. How deep this rabbit hole actually goes. James Lindsay, who I think James Lindsay's doing the Dave Rubin thing, which he kind of like wears the liberal jersey, but we all know that he's working for our team, you know? You know what I mean?
I think at some point these are all semantics at this point.
No, I totally agree.
It's like, look who he talks to, look who his friends are.
No, but James was, you know what term he used on stage? And you guys can all listen to this on the Charlie Kirk Show. And James Lindsay is the expert on critical race theory.
We're dropping this in two parts, by the way. It's going to be James Lindsay part
one. We have
one,
so many exclusive interviews, everybody, on our podcast. It will. I don't say this braggadociously, but just for by the way, I do very little talking in these. So I can actually say this. It's the most interesting podcast material in the Western Hemisphere.
Charlie talks. Trust me. Charlie's got a lot of insights. But I'm telling you,
I do a lot more listening.
If you're
talking.
A parent out there, this is a legitimate thing I want to say. If you are a parent out there and you are struggling or just a concerned citizen that has grandkids in school and you are struggling to make sense of critical race theory, how we got here, what the truth of where we actually are and where they're planning to take it next, you need to listen to these episodes that are coming up on the Charlie Kirk Show podcast with James Lindsay.
And we also have this amazing two-part conversation with Josh Hammer and Sohrab Ahmari about tradition and about when is it right to change things in society, and when should we be hesitant to change things in society? I loved that conversation. But anyway, James Lindsay and I had this point of agreement, is that where I was going, where the applause reached a deafening level where it was saying, if you care about skin color, you are a racist. It was just overwhelming. And we need to keep repeating that. The left is really good at these incantations. The left thinks they're creative.
I love that word, incantations, because that's what it is.
Well, incantation, just so people know, is a phrase you repeat to yourself. Yes, I can do it. Yes, I can do it. Yes, I can do it. It becomes
spiritual too.
Yeah, there's a lot of
cultic.
It's very, very Southeast Asian incantations are. And I'll close with this, everybody. There is hope for the future beyond anything the media will ever tell you. Here in Tampa, Florida, the largest ever gathering of young conservatives. I think that might be the case here. By the way, I should say that on stage. That's a pretty amazing thing. The largest ever gathering of conservative freedom fighters here in Tampa, Florida, made possible by Turning Point USA and the Charlie Kirk Show. Of course, we are here live covering it. And then also, we want to take the magic and keep it in a bottle so you guys can apply it back at home. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. God bless you. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.